Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Amud Memches, Amud Beis. So the Rav left off, actually where I left off when I did the Limud the other day also, so I left off that part. So we are starting from a few lines down, about eight lines down, seven lines down, Amr of Nachman. So today's Amud is going to be, I feel like we need a chart for this one. It's going to be a little bit confusing, especially with certain Gemaras that we already learned from the Masechta. But it's going to be interesting. We're going to be darshaning the pasuk and looking at different sources for the brachos of benching, all the different pieces, how they fit into the pasuk, the main pasuk, which pasukim is how much is deraisa derabanan. So just we're going to see a brisa with like a bunch of different opinions, and it's going to be hard to balance it out. So we'll work on it together, but it's going to require some chazar afterwards. Okay, so let's begin. Amar of Nachman, Moshe tikin Yisrael birchas hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the bracha for Yisrael of birchas hazan. Birchas hazan is the first bracha of benching, right? Hazan esakol. Hazan esakol kulo b'tov v'chein v'ches d'rachim. So that's what Moshe was metakin for Klal Yisrael. When? Bishah sheyered lehem man. Right, when Hashem provided heavenly sustenance, so he made Berachas Hazan. Yoshua tikin lehem Berachas Haaretz. Yoshua was metakein in the bracha of Berachas Haaretz. Kevin shenichnasu la'aretz, right? We say, Noda lecha la'aretz atova asher nasan lach, right? Well, we're Noda lecha, right? Al'aretz, so that's the called Berachas Haaretz. And when Yoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, he said this, right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say this, make this bracha for them, right? I mean, I guess theoretically say it, but he never entered Israel. When they entered Israel, so he was talking this. David and Shlomo tiknu bo neYerushalayim. David and Shlomo were talking the bracha of bone Yerushalayim, the third bracha of benching. David tiken al Yisrael amecha ve'al Yerushalayim recha. Ushlomo tiken al abayis hagadol v'akadosh. So David did part of it, but only the part that applies to him, right? David was king in Eretz Yisrael, and he was first king in Hebron, but then he became king in Yerushalayim. And so he was able to say, ruling over the nation and on all Yerushalayim, Irecha, but he didn't build the base of Mikdash. He did a lot of the prerequisite steps, but the Shlomo Melech was the one who built the base of Mikdash, so he's the one who was betaking in the Bracha of Abayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh. Hatova Meitiv Biyavna Tiknua. We mentioned this previously a couple of times, that the fourth bracha, Hatova Meitiv, was established in Yavne, Keneged Haruge Beitar, Keneged those killed in the Beitar massacre after the revolt of Bar Kokhba. Right? And we'll say over here, Dumer of Masna, Oso Hayom Shenisnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. That day that they were given, the Jewish people were given permission to bury the Haruge Beitar. Look, so as Nitnu Haruge Beitar the Kvura, when they were to bury them, Tiknu Biyavna Tova Metiv, Hatov Shalohisrihu, the good that their bodies didn't rot, so and Vametiv Shanisnu the Kvura, and that he does good, this double lashon, that they were given the opportunity to bury their dead. So I don't remember, I think we mentioned it a little bit, so what happens is Adrianus Hadrian is outlawing a bunch of mitzvos. He bans Jews from Yerushalayim. This is after Churban Bayis. And Bar Kokhba starts the revolt, Talmud Rabbi Akiva, and he starts the revolt, and they ultimately fail on Tisha B'Av, and which results into the destruction of Beitar and murder of many, many Jews. And then they were forbidden by the Roman government from burying them. They wanted to leave them out to disgrace the bodies and to as a memorial of the Jewish failure to overcome Hadrian's army. And on this day, whatever happened, there was some, you know, begging and some bribery involved with the Gamliel, and ultimately they were given permission to bury the dead, but miraculously after years the bodies did not rot. So there's Hatova Meitiv. And this is what the fourth bracha was established Keneged. And I'm not sure if we mentioned the role of it. Maybe Okay, so but just the simple understanding of it is that after the bracha of Rachem, right, of Bnei Yerushalayim, asking Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim, so in Yavne, which was really a beacon of hope and pushing through the galus until Mashiach would ultimately come and end the galus. So there's this, have it trying to see the good and everything, and the miracles, and even in the tough situations. Also, symbolically, the body's not rotting, despite being left out, and you think it's dead, but there's still some, to some degree, some life, and there's still some hope. And of course, bodies rotting, we want the bodies to rot in the ground, ideally, so it becomes like one returning with the earth they came from, and leaving the bones in the proper place so tchiyas ha'mesim could take place. So it's kind of like a setup for that Baruch Hashem, it's incredible that the body's retained life, and also Klal Yisrael and Galus should also retain that life. So there's a lot of symbolism here. It's not the most appetizing thing to talk about, corpses and maybe rotting, but not rotting and then being buried. Like, it's not like, your typical dinner discussion. Yeah, it's true. It's a benching bracha, so it's like post-dinner. But even so, but there's a lot of symbolism in the connection there. Okay. So that's not too bad. The one point I mentioned is that I thought benching was deraisa, right? So what are you telling me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, David, Shlomo? Okay, the Rabban, the Yavne. Okay, that makes sense. So it seems to be the way.
You can't say they made the brachas like you just made it up. You praise Hashem. Thank you for giving me bread and like.
If what you're saying is that there was a mitzvah to do these brachos, but there wasn't a set text, and then along came Moshe, Yeshua, David, and Shlomo, and created the text of the bracha, that is one of the pshatim that's given, one of the main pshatim that's given. Is that what you're saying, or something like that? Why not? You'll take it? Yeah. So yeah, meaning they made the text, but there was a mitzvah there, meaning like on Friday night. So we have a mitzvah, Zechoras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, right? The Rambam explains, we have a mitzvah of saying Kiddush. So what is Kiddush, right? And we learned earlier, it was Lamed Gimel, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made Kiddush. What do you mean they made Kiddush? So Hashem says, sanctify the day with words. Say words that sanctify the day. But he didn't give us a text. The Chumash doesn't give us a text to say for Kiddush. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along and said, these are the words you should say. That's the text. Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos. That's the text we're supposed to say. So similarly here, the Torah tells us we have to make three brachos, one of them about sustenance, one of them about the land, one of them about Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. So, and then we have to do, and then the text was presented at different, an official text was presented at different stages in history. Now, of course, you're probably wondering, like, does the Torah say that you have to bless Hashem for the land and the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim? So that's what the next brisa is going to help us see. Or sorry, maybe in two brisas from now. Tana Rabbanan, Seder Berachas HaMazon Kachi. This is the order of Berachas HaMazon. Bracha Rishona, Birchas Hazan, Shneir Birchas Arch, Shlishas Bnei Yerushalayim, Revi'is HaTova, Ametiv. Those are, right, so far so good. Those are the four brachos. Nothing surprising yet. U'b'Shabbos, Maschil B'Nechama, U'Messayim B'Nechama. And on Shabbos, you begin with Nechama, and you end with Nechama. V'Omer B'Kedushas Hayom, Be'emtza. And you say the Kedushas Hayom in the middle. What's going on here, right? So and then we're gonna have two more opinions in this brisa, but let's understand what's going on here. So even Rashi's confusing. I didn't really understand Rashi until seeing Tosfos quoting Rashi. Rashi says, "V'shabbos maschil b'nechama, klomar einot tzarich lo l'sayim v'lo l'haschil b'shal Shabbos, ela maschil m'sayim b'nechama." Right. So and then he explains, "Binyan Yerushalayim kari nechama." The bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim is called nechama. So apparently, there's right. So the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, there's two texts, I guess, of this Bnei Yerushalayim. One of them is Rachem Na, as we know, and the other one is Nachamenu. So there are two alternate texts that could be for this bracha. One is Nachamenu, with the Binyan Yerushalayim, console us, give us nechama. And the other one is Rachim, not have mercy. There are two different girsos that were in existence. I think that were both not just in existence, but both acceptable. So Rashi's referring to this bracha Binyan Yerushalayim as nechama, as the Nachim. And he's telling us that you don't need to, for the third bracha of benching, you don't need to mention Shabbos at the beginning or the end. You don't have to say like "Bnei Barachim of Yerushalayim v'Shabbos Amen," and you don't have to open like "Rachimna" or "Nachim b'Shabbos Nachamina b'Shabbos." You don't have to mention Shabbos in the beginning or the end. Rather, you mention it be'emtza, right? Which is Ritzeva Hachal Yisenu, which we say in the middle, not at the beginning, not at the end. There's no requirement to put that in the bracha. That's what Rashi says, and I think that's all right. So Tosos is going to challenge that. He's going to say, "V'lo Nehira." If you say like 5 or 6 lines down from the Tosos, he's going to challenge that, and he's going to explain. He's going to explain Rashi that Rashi is saying that you have these options. Okay, so that is so now back to the Braisa. So let's try to read that part again. So the Shabbos Masu Benachama Masayim Benachama. That you don't have to mention Shabbos. You can start with the regular Nechama. Nechama meaning Rachimna or Nachamenu, and ending B'nei Yerushalayim Amen without mentioning Shabbos. V'amar Kedushas Hayom, you say Kedushas Hayom, meaning the holiness of the day, meaning Ritzei V'Akhlidei Be'emtza. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ritzei L'Omra, Ratza L'Omra B'Nechama. If he wants, he could say it in Nechama. And Omra, Birchas Haaretz Omra. If he wants to say in Birchas Haaretz, he can say it. Bibracha Shetiknu Chachamim and Omra Bibracha Shetiknu Chachamim Biyavne Omra. Also, he can say it in the last bracha. So Rabbi Elazar gives a lot of people. He says Ratzal Omra Binechama Omra. If he wants to say it in Nechama, he can. Bibirchas Aretz Omra, Bibracha Shetiknu Chachamim Biyavne Omra. He can really say this Ritzeva Hachlitena whenever he wants. And then v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, "Eino omra ella b'nechama bilvad." No, he can only say it in nechama. He can only say it in the Bnei Yerushalayim bracha. So Gemara asks, "Chachamim haynu tanakama?" The same opinion, right? We had three opinions. One of them is that you say nechama in the middle, and the other one, and then we said Rabbi Eliezer, that's tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer said, "You mention Shabbos in the middle." You say Ritzei in the middle of right Rachimna or Nachamenu, and then you say Ritzei V'Hachlitzenu, and then Uvnei Yerushalayim, right? You say in the middle. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Eliezer says you could say it in the second bracha, third bracha. Have fun. And the Chachamim say no, you have to say it only in Nachama. So isn't that the same thing? Chachamim haynu Tanakhama. So the Gemara responds, Ika benayhu diavad. So there is a difference. B'diavad. The Rabbanon says Rashi. Basrai Mahadrian Lay. Rabbanan say that you have to go back. That let's say you mentioned Shabbos in a different bracha. So the Rabbanan would say you have to go back. Tanakama would say that you don't need to go back as long as you mentioned it. But lechatchila you should mention it in Nechama. So Tanakama is lechatchila. The Chachamim are even b'di'eved. You cannot say it there. Okay. Next brisa. So here we go. Let's take a look at this pasuk. Tana Rabbanan minayin lebirchas hamazon min haTorah. How do we know that birchas hamazon is min haTorah? Which is right. That's we mentioned this already in Chafal that it's min haTorah, but it's right. This seems to contradict what we said about Moshe. But with that the explanation, thanks to Gabi's insight, we were able to explain that. So anyway, what's the source in the Torah? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. You shall eat and be satisfied, and uvirachta and bless zubirchas hazan. Right, so you ate, you were satisfied, so now you bless Hashem. Es Hashem elokecha. So birchas rachta zubirchas hazan. That's the bracha of thanking Hashem for the sustenance. Es Hashem elokecha. The pasuk says es Hashem elokecha. We could just say bless. Why is it es Hashem elokecha? Zubirchas hazimun. This is the source that zimun is min haTorah, according to this opinion. right? Even though we mentioned two sources on Mem Hey, right? Two sources of Mem Hey at the beginning of this parak for Zimun, we said Gadula Hashem Iti and Havu and Kiyakra Hashem, right? Havu Gadula Hashem Lakenu. So we quoted two psukim, but that's really sourcing how you know Zimun has to be three. But it's not talking about benching in general. Over here, this is the source that there's a mitzvah of Zimun in general, right? So it's Es Hashem Elokecha, mentioning Hashem's name, so that is Zimun. Ala Aretz, right? So we say V'racht Hashem Elokecha Ala Aretz. So Zubechus Aretz. Okay, that's good. Hatova, right? What's what that do? Zo Bonei Yerushalayim. That's a reference to Yerushalayim. How? V'chinu Omer Hahar Hatova Zev Halvanon. So the pasuk refers to Yerushalayim as the Tov. So when you have this Asher Nasan Lach that He gives you, that He gave you, Zoa Tova Metiv. This is a source that for Tova Metiv, right? That He gives you. So it's anything that He gave you, anything, any good that He gives you. So Atova Metiv, any good that's given to you, is Asher Nasan Lach. So looking back at this pasuk, we have Ve'chata V'sevata V'rachta. That's the Hazan. Eser Hashem Elokecha is Zimun. Ala Aretz Atova. So Aretz is Berchaz Aretz. Hatova is Bonei Yerushalayim. And Asher Nasan Lach is Hatova Metiv. Ainly Elala. So over here, by the way, this is of the opinion that Hatova Metiv is Deraisa. Right, unless he would say, I don't think it's saying it's an asmachta, because right, it's really all of them. We're trying to say that they're all deraisa. So this Tanakhama is of the opinion that they're deraisa. If you remember, there's a machlokas also on Mem Hey, whether the fourth bracha is deraisa or not. We say the ma'isa, we hold not. We bring like three rayos that turn over to the next amud, but that's so this is part of that discussion, and this is that this would be that opinion that all four are deraisa. But now I only know bracha achrona. I know that there are four brachos plus zimun for the bracha achrona. Lifan of minayin. How do I know that there's a bracha rishona? So amarta kavachomer. You could say kavachomer, right? So look over here. We're looking for a source of the bracha, a bracha rishona. This we discussed on Lamed Hey, right? And we concluded that there is no source. But over here we're suggesting a source. Right, so Amar to Kavachomer. He said Kavachomer. Kishahu Saveya Mevare Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekain. Remember this discussion, this Kavachomer. Maybe you could say Kavachomer that if you make a bracha even when you're full, Kavachomer when you're still needy, you still need that, you should make a bracha. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe responds, Eino Tzarech. You don't need that Kavachomer. I have a better source for you. And his better source is going to be based on darshaning the whole pasuk differently and freeing up other phrases. So this is where like it would be good to have a chart. We don't have a chart yet. Mirtz Hashem. So Rabbi Omer answer, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta n'hago sagra adz es Hashem alkecha zu birchas hazan. Aval birchas hazimun, he has a different source for birchas hazimun, mi gadol l'Hashem iti nafka. We learn from gadol l'Hashem iti. So what Rabbi is doing right now is he's using the pasuk that we used on Mem Hey, which sourced why Zimun is three. He's saying, no, that's not just why Zimun is three, that also teaches us there's a mitzvah of Zimun in general. Which I have to think about why that would be, how he got there. What does that have to do with benching? Why did he apply it there? Meaning, if it tells us a general rule that in order to bless God, you need three people, that makes sense. But if you're telling me, no, it's telling me that I need Zimun by benching, I have to look into that. If you think of anything or see anything, please let me know. So anyway, that's how he works out that. So and then nav an ala aretz, the words ala aretz, birchas zu birchas aretz, hatova zu bnei Yerushalayim, v'chein hu omer ahar hatova zev halvanon, as we saw before, v'hatova meitiv biyavne tiknua, hatova meitiv biyavne tiknua. So they made that in Yavne, meaning it's midrabanan, and therefore. Ainly ella la acharav. I only have a bracha acharona lifan of minayin. Tamala marasher nasan lach. That which he gave you, misha nasan lach. From the moment he gives it to you. So, just to take a step back, what did Rebbe do? He freed up the pasuk of Asher, the phrase Asher Nasan Lach, which the Tanakhama said, oh, that's the Hatova Meitiv. He says, no, Hatova Meitiv is Midrabanan. That was made by the Chachamim in Yavne. So Asher Nasan Lach is free. That's a source for the Bracha Rishona. Why? Because it says Vracha Hashem Chachal Arta Tova Asher Nasan Lach, that he gave to you. So he understands it as Misha Nasan Lach, from when he gave it to you. So when did he give you the food? When is it still called bread that he gave it to you? Before you ate it. So you bless Hashem from the moment he gave it to you, before you eat it, before it becomes whatever becomes within your system. From when you gave it to you, you're already blessing him. Must be a bracha rishona. You can only do this, though, if you hold that Hatova Meitiv is midrabanan. Okay. So that's the machlokes, Rebbe and the Tanakhama. So let's take a look at Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak is going to be another opinion here. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Einot Tzarech, I don't need that. That whole way you learned it. Haru Omer, Uvarech Eslach Mecha, Es Vesme Mecha. So this is a pasuk in Shemos, where it says, "Va'avatem es Hashem Elokeichem ve'erach eslach mecha ve'esmeimecha ve'asirosim achla mikirbecha." So it's Hashem giving bracha. So Hashem saying that He is going to bless your bread. So Rabbi Yitzchak is going to darshan this. Says it's bless your bread. Al tikre uberach ela ubarich. It's saying don't bless. It's not saying Hashem will bless your bread. He will bless your bread. Rather, you should bless over your bread. And that's a source for the bracha rishon, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Ve'emasai koroi lechem. But when's it called lechem? So maybe bless your bread means ve'chata v'savato ve'rachta. Maybe it means bless your bread afterwards. Birchas amazon. Bracha achrona. Nope. Because it's ve'emasai koroi lechem. As we said, when is it called bread? Kodem she'yachlenu. Before you eat it. You can't bless your bread if you've already eaten it. That's blessing... And let's not use the scientific terms. For after the bread. No. Or less scientific.
There's a word for when it's in your stomach. There's a word for when it's in your stomach. It starts with I forget what it's called. That would be what you could call it.
Okay. Well, the pasuk doesn't. The pasuk is lechem. So as clean as could be. Reb Nosson says, "Einot Tzarech." Nah, you don't need that one. Hari Omer, the pasuk says, "Kivoachem ha'ir kintim sa'un oso b'terem yale habamasa le'achol ki lo yochal ha'am ad bo ki hu yivarech hazavach." Acharichin yochlu hakruim. Okay, that's a long pasuk. That's from Shmuel. So it says that when you come to the city, you're going to find. Right before they eat, basically the nation waits for the navi to make the bracha on the zevach, on the shlomim, on the carbon meal that they're eating, and then yochlu hakruim. So basically, what's going on here is that this is Shaul before he became king. When he meets Shmuel the navi and Shmuel tells him he's going to be king. So it's just a very interesting scene where he's looking for his father's donkeys. His father lost his donkeys, and he and his I forget if it was a servant or his friend, they went out to find the donkeys. They actually went to ask the Navi. They didn't know where the donkeys were, so they were going to ask the Navi. Back then, you didn't, where are my donkeys? Oh, let's go ask the Navi. So they were going to go meet Shmuel. They heard about Shmuel. They came to meet him, and they wanted to know where he was, and they met some maidens on the way. And one of the maiden, like, gave him this lengthy response of like, you can find Shmuel here, and when you go there, basically everyone waits around for him, and then he makes a bracha, and then everybody eats from this karban su'uda. So what do we see over here? We see that everybody waits for the Navi to bless the meal, right? This is the source of like kashrus, right? Is that where the rabbi blesses the food? So could be this is it, right? Everyone waits for the navi to bless the food, and then everyone eats. So then the Gemara has a tangential question: the kol kach lama? Why did this girl? She answered so much more then Shaul asked. Shaul just wanted to know where the Navi, and she gives this very lengthy response. I couldn't even translate it. It was like two lines. I didn't want to translate phrase by phrase by phrase. So Kol Kach Lama. So first pshat. I'm going to say it a little more quietly. Lefisha Nashim Dibran Yosein. Okay, because okay,
maybe so true.
Uh oh, she heard. yes. So Shanoshim Dibran
Yosein.
Shanoshim Dibran Yosein, because it's the nature within a woman have the Koach HaDibur, which of course we know is the Koach HaDibur is what differentiates man from animal, and especially woman from animal, who's even more exalted than man. Hashem created the world with Sar Maros. He gave us a Seres HaDibros. So the Koach HaDibur is incredible, even though mine's getting me into trouble. So Dibran Yosein. Yes, so women in general, at least back then, not nowadays, but back then they were very talkative. Ushmuel Amar, when is this pandemic ending so we can go back to the way so I just said it? Okay, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Kedei lehistakel biyofyo shel Shaul. In order to, they tried to elongate the conversation in order so they could gaze at the beauty of Shaul. He was very good looking, and they wanted to extend the question, the conversation as much as possible. Because from his shoulder and up, he was taller than everybody in the nation, so he's very good looking because he was tall. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lefisha ein malchus nogas b'chavarsa. Because no malchus touches afil kamali neima. No malchus touches its friend. Even just a drop, meaning that rain, the reigns of kings, of leaders, are perfectly timed, and that you can't have one reign infringe upon another. And basically, Shmuel's reign, as essential, not Melech, he was a shofet, he was Navi, but he was also a shofet. And his reign was the reigning leader at the time, and he was giving over his Shaul's reign was not ready yet because there's a certain time allotted for each one. Rashi is the manhig of Yisrael, so they couldn't wait so it couldn't infringe upon Shmuel's reign even one drop. So it had to be delayed a little bit, and therefore Hashem arranged it that the woman would speak longer to delay it a few seconds, so it would be exact appropriate timing for who would be the king. Very fascinating. This is mentioned in other Gemaras and Midrashim. It's a very interesting concept. Okay, ve'eli ella birchas hamazon. So, but now I only have a source for birchas hamazon. That birchas hamazon midaraisa, birchas haTorah minayin. So this we discussed both these brachas on Chafalif about them being midaraisa. We also there mentioned whether it may be Shema. Remember, there's an opinion Shema is maybe midrabanan. We mentioned these brachas are midaraisa. So minayin, where do we know birchas haTorah? Amar Rabbi Shmuel kavachomer. It's a kavachomer, says Rabbi Shmuel. Al chaye shah mevarech al chaye olam haba lo kol shekin. We make a bracha on chaye shah, on temporary life. On Olam Haba, Olam Orso, wouldn't we? I think it's phrased a little bit differently in Gemara Chafal. We'll do a chazar on that and just do some comparisons. But the Kavachomer is simply that if you're going to make it on something as simple as Olam Hazeh, food, Kavachomer, Torah, Chai Olam, of course, how can you not? Ruchia Bar Nachmani, Tamido Shel Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Eino Tzarech, we don't need all that. Har Yu Omer, Al Arata Tova Asher Nasan Lach. So he says, this is the source. It's the Gzeir Shava. We say the land, Asher Nasan Lach, and we say regarding the Torah, Ve'etna Lecha Asaluchos. Right? So Etna, Nesina, Nesina, Gzeir Shava, we see that you should bless Hashem for not just the Birchas Mazon, but also Birchas Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shekeshem Shemavarech Ala Tova, Kach Mavarech Ala Ra. How do we know that you make a bracha on the good, you make a bracha on the bad? We know we say Blessing Ala Tova. So Tam Alom, Asher Nasan Lach, Hashem Elokecha. Right? So it says Asher Nasan Lach, Hashem Elokecha. Or Hashem Elokecha, Asher Nasan Lach. Right? Hashem Elokecha, Dayanacha. Right? Elokim is a lashon of din. Right. So we say, I think even more than you say, Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is lashon rachmim. Elokim is a lashon of din. So we're saying what you, that you bless Hashem. Rachta is Hashem Elokecha. No matter what Hashem gives you, good or bad, Hashem or Elokecha, or seemingly bad, the whole din shedanecha, beimida tova, beimida puranos, Rabbi, you should bless Hashem, whether for the good things or the bad things. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Einot Sarach, we don't need that. Hariu Omer, tova ha tova. It says the good and the good. So I saw quoted in the Marasha that it both it says Hatova. So even mentioning Tova would already seem superfluous because obviously Eretz Yisrael, the land that Hashem gave you, is obviously good. You don't say Eretz Hatova Asher Nasan Lach. You can answer. I'll be shot what it's doing there. Probably maybe could to deflect the claim of the Meraglim and to assert that it's indeed very good, especially if. Yeshua said this in Sel Yeshua and Kalev, but Tova, let's say, is superfluous, and definitely HaTova, so that leaves us with two drashas. So Tova, Zu Torah. Torah is Torah, right? V'chein Omer, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem. HaTova, Zu Ben Yerushalayim, V'chein Omer, Ahara Tova, Zeh Hava Non. So we see that Tov, the Beis Hamikdash is called Tov, and the Beis Hamikdash or Yerushalayim is called Tov, and the Torah is called Tov. So the fact that the pasuk says Ha Tova, both are actually superfluous, and therefore they could teach us these two points that you bless Hashem for Yerushalayim, but also for the Torah. So we have three or four sources here for Birchas HaTorah being Midiraisa. And seem to be all in connection and derived from the fact that benching is midiraisa as well. Okay, we will call it here. There's a longer braisa that extends far onto the next amud, so we'll call it here.